So last week, Friday, the 1st of December, was World AIDS Day for 2017. And I had Dr. Peter Bock with me, and I spoke to him about AIDS and what the day means. And today I've got another interview to do with the relationship between HIV, AIDS and TB, which Dr. Bock briefly discussed. Associate Professor Helen Cox is a researcher at the University of Cape Town. She conducts public health research into tuberculosis or TB, and in particular drug-resistant TB. So Helen, nice to have you in studio. Could you please introduce yourself?
Thanks, Alex. Yes, my name is Helen and I'm an Australian, but I have lived in Cape Town for 10 years now. I'm a TB researcher, and I work in TB programs across a number of countries, including South Africa.
How did you get involved in healthcare?
So I'm mainly a public health worker, and I decided to get into healthcare because I really wanted to help people, but I didn't want to be a medical doctor because I'm a bit squeamish when it comes to blood. So I thought that research would be a good way to do this.
And if we look towards TB, for those listeners who don't know who may have heard a bit about it and want more information, could you explain what tuberculosis or TB is?
Yeah, so TB, tuberculosis, is a disease caused by a bacteria, the tuberculosis bacteria. And the bacteria can infect pretty much any part of the body, but it mainly infects the lungs and causes a sort of a lung disease, which makes people cough.
And how can you get TB and how can't you?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the TB bacteria hangs in the air when people cough. So people who have TB, when they cough or sing or laugh, the TB bacteria can be expelled into the air. And then other people who don't have TB can breathe in that air, and then they have a chance of getting TB disease then.
Is there a cure for TB?
So there is, yeah. It's most people get, if they get diagnosed with TB, they have to take medications for 6 months. So it's a long time, but they can definitely be cured from TB.
And there's a massive stigma around TB, and a lot of people are treated poorly because they have it. How's the impact it actually impacted people and the treatment of people?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of the stigma is around is because a lot of people don't understand much about TB and how it's transmitted. So when people get TB from each other, and that's what causes the stigma, and it has such a bad effect because it means that people don't go and seek healthcare when they should. So they stay ill for quite a while, and then only wait till they're very ill before they go and get tested.
What are some of the things that we can do to make our society and environments more inclusive?
Yeah, you know, I think with TB particularly, it's all about being open and trying to reduce stigma and encouraging people around you to understand what TB is, and if they have symptoms, to go and seek healthcare about those symptoms. I believe it's a community responsibility, not just an individual responsibility.
And if we look at resistant TB, what is it, how does it occur, and how often do you find it in kids?
Yeah, so resistant TB is when the TB bacteria has become resistant to some of the main drugs that we use to treat TB, so they don't work anymore. And there's a range of reasons that can cause this, but the main point to note is that if I have resistant TB, and I breathe it out in the air, other people can breathe that bacteria in and then just have resistant TB. But it's not that common. So about 7 out of every 100 people who have TB in South Africa will have resistant TB.
And how often do you find it in kids?
Yeah, so it's about the same. So kids can get drug-resistant TB as well. But luckily, they're a little bit easier to treat than adults. So they respond to treatment much better, which is great.
And drawing on from your experience in healthcare, would you say RX Radio, something like this radio station here that is for the kids in the hospital, do you think it will benefit patients and health workers?
Definitely. You know, I think kids actually understand a lot more about TB, particularly because it's being taught in schools and on places like this and the radio, than many adults. So kids can really talk to the people around them and help to educate people, and so they know more about TB. And I think this is a great thing to do for RX Radio to do.
Well, Helen, it's been cool to actually figure out what the relationship is and go that Dr. Bock touched on last week, and now go more into the side of TB. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Not really. No, I think it's great. And thanks very much for inviting me to be on the show.
Thank you so much for joining me today. It's been cool.
Thank you.